Hey, how's it going, fam? Welcome back to Real Talk with Caleb for a Real Talk Brief. And today on Real Talk Brief, we're going to discuss transparency. Transparency, the see-through, right? Not exactly. Let's talk about transparency as it relates to leadership. Something I'd like to share with you is a quote. A lack of transparency results in distrust and a deep sense of insecurity. Dalai Lama. Opening thoughts. Why is transparency important? Transparency means, after all, to see through, right? Well, of course it does. And some of you are probably saying, come on now, Caleb. Listen, don't worry. I'm going to walk us through this like I do everything else in this brief monologue, and we'll get to the bottom of it. And it is simple, really. However, while this concept is simple, I must warn you to apply it with caution. You must not lead with such transparency that you end up sharing personal or sensitive information. I think that goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. I know that it's highly probable that you've been in an organization before where you were like, why do we do it that way? Why did they get the promotion? Why did they get the award? When I know that I was better than them, right? Well, if you have, lean in, listen, and keep an open mind so you don't repeat the same mistakes and the same type of leadership mistakes that creates an environment where those questions are spawned. As a leader, you must create a certain level of transparency so that your team can see for themselves what is going on. Now, I cannot possibly explain or give an example for every potential scenario applicable across every type of organization. However, I believe that I have a decent, couple of decent ones actually, that will help you grasp this concept. We will start with an individual analysis on the leadership and the leader themselves, and then we'll drop into a couple of organizational examples. An individual analysis. The leader. But wait, how about when it comes to personally and how it pertains to you and your leadership abilities and effectiveness? What level of transparency should leaders really lead with? It's often a question actually that I get and I receive during my leadership discussions or presentations. I usually retort with, lead with a level of transparency that you are comfortable with until you have had a chance to establish a better rapport and relationships with your team. You do not want to seem robotic as a leader, but you may not be comfortable just yet sharing your entire life story either. I find it incredibly helpful to me and to others when I share my personal story with people. Now, I don't share it with them when I first meet them or the team, depending on how many people are, you know, in the team itself. But I share more and more over time as they get more and more comfortable with me. It is essential for those that we lead to understand that we are human too. You know, a lot of times in leadership, we talk about getting to know our people, and that is vitally important. On the same side of that coin, they need to understand us as well. It helps to tear down those invisible barriers that mysteriously exist in almost every organization that I've been in, between the leaders and their teams. If you want to connect with your team, you must be transparent. When you make a mistake, own it. Do not blame anything, nothing at all. Just own it. What does leading with transparency mean anyway? What does it really mean to, you know, to lead with transparency? And what does it mean leading with vulnerability and truthfulness? Transparent leaders keep their teams informed and share information freely and encourage open communication across their organizations. Many, and I'm one of these people as well, many believe that being transparent is one of the most powerful leadership qualities. You might want to take another listen or a look at front.com where they go into a lot more detail than I have time for this Real Talk Brief, but check out front.com for more and additional information. Why is it beneficial to lead with transparency? Leaders that develop a culture of transparency in their organizations invite innovation, openness, truthfulness, and so many other potential benefits. Trust is a huge factor in this equation because transparency leads to higher levels of trust amongst everyone within that particular leadership chain. When teammates see that you are willing to be honest and open, they're more likely to trust you. And since the foundation of leadership is trust, you will find that you are actually leading versus going for a walk. I'm sure most of y'all have heard that old adage. If you haven't, look it up. It's quite comical. How can leaders be more transparent, though? Transparent leaders set key performance indicators and expectations for what everyone, including themselves, this gives everyone a clear sense of direction that enhances performance and engagement. A great way to do this is by setting SMART, the S-M-A-R-T, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, which we have also discussed in a couple of other episodes and articles titled Feedback, Audio, and Video Chat Podcast, available also within the article. What happens when transparency is lost, though? Transparent leadership in organizations are vitally important because it is such a close association with trust that it is inseparable. Research has also shown us that we can really cannot have one without the other. Let's face it, without them, our organizational cultures and our professional and personal relationships will suffer. Dishonesty and secrets violate trust, while truthfulness and transparency reinforce trust. When leaders create and build trust, it leads to a sense of safety, security, and trust, which all lead to better relationships, organizational culture, and overall performance. According to Eldman Trust Barometer, 82% of employees do not trust their bosses to tell the truth. That's really incredible when you think about it. And I believe it goes without saying, but just in case, we'll say it anyway, this has a negative impact on our culture and our organizations. When transparency is AWOL, as we would say in the military, so is trust. When people don't trust their leaders, managers, supervisors, or even each other, it creates an environment that is not psychologically safe. Then the people will start to mirror leadership's behavior by withholding their thoughts and beliefs, leading to a very closed-off culture. This will inevitably cause organizations to lose out on a number of factors that drive results, including innovation, talent, and productivity. Transparency and trust are on a sliding scale. You must adjust as applicable for desired results depending on your team. From my friend, Chief Brian Krizelnik. An organizational examples. Remember I said when I opened this up that we'd talk about individual leadership, and then we'll talk about a couple of organizational examples. Talk about an organization in transition. How should an organization in the middle of a transition be approached from a leadership perspective? What happens if it is not a transparent process? Let's imagine that you're leading an organization that is going through a major transition. It is vitally important that you and the rest of your leadership team ensure that you are being as transparent as possible about the implications of the transition. You and the leadership team must be the calm in the storm and not show your frustrations. Those we lead are always watching. They listen to what we say and they watch what we do. And let me explain something to you if you don't already know. Our nonverbals speak volumes. Communication is key and must be delivered up and down and across the organization. An organization in transition really should consider flattening comms as much as possible. It is imperative that everyone is on the same page so that rumors are less likely to form. I didn't say they wouldn't form, but it's less likely to happen. Reinforce operational management, also known as the chain of command in the military, as much as possible. And leaders at every level should be communicating with their direct reports. Imagine how fast rumors, fear, distrust, and a multitude of other organizational destroying actions would start to occur if leaders did not lead organizations going through transition without transparency. It doesn't take long for doubt to set in and the fear of the worst to dominate people's minds in the absence of transparency and direction. Leaders must take transition seriously and always be upfront with their people. Another organizational example. Let's take an awards process. Let's pretend that you're in an organization with an awards process to recognize its team members. You're the owner or the primary office of responsibility for this awards process. How do you ensure that the team buys into this process to believe that the process is fair and equitable? I advise you, as my friend Chief Brian Krizelnik talks about it on the scales of trust, that you slide the scales all the way over to fully transparent. If you rely on trust, then go ahead and expect that your team will start formulating opinions like how we opened this podcast. The ones about, I know I was better. Why do we do it this way? How did they win the award? I guarantee you that that will happen. I suggest that at every level within this process be evident to the entire organization and solicit feedback from them periodically to see any improvement areas to make it more fair and more equitable for every teammate. Now, following my friend's advice and then his scaled approach, you could indeed slide the transparency scale back towards the trust end of the spectrum over time as your team will have seen and trust that the process is fair and equitable to everyone. Basically, they trust that you will objectively follow the agreed-upon process for all subsequent award nominations. However, I say why? Why slide it back towards trust? Some may say that maintaining transparency takes additional work. That may be true. However, I believe that the benefits abundantly outweigh the cost. Why? Because every time we introduce a new team member to the team, in theory, we should slide the scale back as the team inevitably revisits the team building processes that I'm sure all of you are so familiar with. So I say just leave it wide open. Yeah, I know this was an easy example, but I believe it gives you a good idea of how you can move from transparency to trust and vice versa. Think about when we talked about the organization going through transition. Same type of thing there. You have a sliding scale. I would say keep that scale all the way to the transparency side as much as possible and continue to solicit for feedback if anyone has questions, if anyone has feedback on the processes, whether it be communications or whatever it is that they feel like maybe is not as clear as it should be. And then you as a leader and leadership team adjust fire to that. A couple of key takeaways. Effective leaders are transparent and they have a transparent processes. You must accept the fact that you will need vulnerability to be transparent. 3, own your mistakes, otherwise your transparency efforts will fail as a leader. A few reflective questions. Are you transparent as a person and or a leader? Do you run transparent processes? Is there anything that you should change to be more transparent? When is the last time you spoke to a mentor, a coach, or your team about your perceived levels of transparency? What processes could you adjust the scale on that leadership scale, on the transparency scale, the trust scale? What are the processes that you may need to adjust that on? Thanks for listening in to us today on Real Talk with Caleb on Real Talk Briefs. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode on transparency. And as always, stay safe and keep it real out there. Until next time, later fam. Caleb out.